KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Necessary repairs and then reinstall the new. But if you want to install the spray foam insulation from the exterior, you've got to take all that sheathing off. I mean, the best part here is just do it from the inside. Remove the ceiling inside the house. Yes, it's 10 feet and it makes it more difficult, but drywallers do this every single day of the week in that height. I mean, even much higher. You'd be amazed. A trained crew of drywallers can move through a house so efficiently, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they couldn't tear off all those ceilings in just a few hours and put them back in a day or so, then a couple of days for spackle if you've got the right company working. So it's going to be expensive either way, but if you want to get this space insulated, you've got to go in from the bottom or the top. There's just no other way to do this. I mean, I wouldn't even consider blown in because, again, you have to ventilate it, and there's just no way to do it with the house you've got.
Mm-hmm. Right, because the cupola that's on top of it, which is 9 feet across, what it does, it's six-sided. So you go from 12 to 6.
Yeah.
So what you end up with is 6 trapezoids and 6 triangles.
I mean, are you a mathematician or something for your job? Are you like a wizard? Do you teach math at school?
How did you know?
I mean, I could tell. I definitely could tell.
Uh-huh.
So I used to teach shop.
Oh, my God. You're like a man of Tom here. It's like he used to be a teacher as well. He used to teach shop. You guys have a lot in common. Well, it sounds like a super neat house, and we wish you a lot of luck with it. But definitely look into the spray foam. I truly think that that's the only way to go, and I know Tom would agree. I mean, how you get it up there, that's what you're up against. But definitely give it a shot, okay, Lloyd?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors, but bad fences make really bad friends, and we don't want that. So we're going to share how you can build a fence to keep you and your neighbors happy next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces. Then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to The Money Pit, making good homes better. This is Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? I know we're sort of ending winter in a lot of parts of this country, and maybe you're thinking about the spring season. So what are you working on? Are you building a deck? Are you getting ready to plant a garden? Are you changing your outside lighting? Well, heck, guys, if you're changing your outside lighting, we've got a great prize to help you do just that. It's the Coda Solar Rose Petal Bollard Light 4-Pack. Now, these are gorgeous sort of staked LED lights that are solar powered. They have a beautiful leafy pattern to them, and they do just that. They stake right into the ground. They get their power from the sun, and they've got an angled feature on top, so they really do their best to absorb all that sunlight, and they will give you 8-plus hours of light, and you kind of just set it and forget it. They'll come on at dusk. They'll go off at dawn. It is a great prize pack for you guys. It's worth $80, but some lucky caller or emailer or writer-inner to the Money Pit is going to get their chance to win. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know how we can lend you a hand.
A writer-inner still, huh?
Yep, I'm going to go with it. Maybe it'll be a new phrase.
It's a Leslie's one for sure, yeah.
I can't tell you. I've been wanting to say it for a long time, but I know it's wrong.
All right, here's who's next. Leslie, we've got Amber in New Hampshire on the line. She's got some heating and cooling questions. How can we help you, Amber?
Hi, I was wondering if it was worth the expense of converting an oil heat system with baseboard heat to a electric baseboard heating system for a 3-unit apartment building.
Holy cow, are you independently wealthy, Amber?
No.
All right, well, it's going to be really, really expensive to heat with electric if you're right now heating with an oil-fired hot water boiler. I mean, you're going to see a huge difference there, and hot water heat is clearly the best heat, and it really would just not be smart for you to eliminate that. So I'm guessing that you're asking this question because you want the tenants of those apartments to pay their own electric bills and cover the heat, right?
Yes, because right now it's all metered separately. Now my house for electric, so I figured, you know, right now they've got the windows open and the, you know, oil heater's cranking.
Right, right.
But, you know, I think that it's an older building and it's the oil tank is starting to show its age and will need to be replaced, and then the boiler will be replaced. I'm thinking long-term maintenance is, you know, is less.
Yeah, I hear you, but it is going to be a lot more expensive. So now you're in New Hampshire, and I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up paying $500, $600 a month in electric bills per unit because it is very, very expensive to use electric heat. So I would encourage you to keep the hot water heater, but I also would encourage you to make sure it's zoned separately for each unit. And if you have really old equipment, it's definitely going to be worth replacing that equipment with new Energy Star rated equipment. If you're going to have to replace the tank anyway, you could do that. And at the same time, the efficiency today of those newer units compared to those that are sometimes 10 years old, let alone 20, 30 years old, is going to be astronomically more efficient. The new stuff that's out there today is really, really much better designed. I would never tell you to ditch that hot water baseboard. There's got to be a better way to solve this in terms of people wasting your heat that you're paying for with your hard-earned dollars. So, you know, maybe you have to control the temperature in the units and make it so that they can't change the temperature. And this way they're not opening those windows again. There does seem to be some imbalance there. You've got to deal with the actual imbalance issue first. But I don't think tearing out all that good hot water baseboard system and replacing it with electric is going to be the answer for you.
With gas? I mean, would it make sense to change to convert to gas?
I mean, you can get an option with gas, and gas is definitely more desirable than oil, and you've got to get those options for pricing and kind of compare what all those costs are. But I personally would never get rid of a hot water system ever.
Okay, because someone else was talking about split heat systems. I thought, well, you could have built-in air conditioning as well instead of everyone popping in air conditioners in their windows.
Well, then they can pay the electric bill for the air conditioning. I mean, you can split the electric and let them just pay for the air. I don't see any reason why that can't be done, okay?
Well, that's true, too, and have the in-wall, you know, I guess they call it like a split system or something. I don't know what that is. But.
And if it's electric power in there, you have the electricity split among the apartments so that they're paying for their air conditioning.
Right, but right now they put the window air conditioners.
I mean, they've got to plug it in, and then they're paying the electric bill. So one way or another, whether it's built into the unit or not, if it's electric, they should be paying for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, putting up a fence can definitely add style, security, and value to your property, but it can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and possibly cause a battle with your neighbors. So to avoid the pitfalls, you definitely have to plan carefully when you are fencing a property. First of all, guys, you want to check your property lines because you don't want to build in your neighbor's yard. I mean, it most likely would be an accident, but just don't do it. So know exactly what's yours, what's theirs. Check with your local officials. Make sure that you don't need a permit to build a fence because in some areas you do. Now, once you know exactly where your line is and if you need a permit or not, you can start thinking about what kind of fence. Because you're going to go to the store and you're going to discover, if you don't know already, that fencing is available in a lot of different materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. Now, a natural wood fence can be beautiful, but that's definitely going to require the most amount of maintenance. You're going to have to restain it every couple of years. You're going to have to make sure it stays clean. When you put the fencing on, you don't want it touching the ground because you don't want it absorbing moisture and rotting quickly. So there's a lot of things you need to do when planning a natural wood fence. They can be beautiful, but be prepared for that work. Also, you have to remember with the fence, there are two sides. You know, one side looks good from the outside, and one side still looks good, but it kind of has different supports built into it, so it's not like the prettier side of the fence. Now, sadly, that prettier side of the fence has to face your neighbors, because that's just the rule of the game here, guys. And you also, when it comes to your fence, you're going to at some point have a gate, and that's not going to be the part where you want to save money because the gate's going to take the most wear and tear. It can be a security risk if somebody leaves it open. Your pets can get out. So when it comes to the gate, add a spring hinge. That's going to help that gate swing back into place. And if this fence is going around a pool perimeter, that is super important that you have. Now, you can also save a lot of money if you build that fence yourself. that doesn't stop you from still needing a permit and still knowing where your property lines are and following those same rules. It is going to be a lot more work. You're going to have to support all of those posts, pour some concrete to put them in. I'm not saying it's a difficult project, but it's definitely one you have to be prepared for and do your research. And if you go that route, Team Money Pit is here to lend a hand. Jim, who's next?
We've got Philip in Colorado on the line, Leslie, who's working on the bathroom. What is happening over there, Philip?
Well, we have an unusual house. It's all concrete, poured concrete, back in the 80s. So all of the walls in the upper and lower are concrete. Now, we have one bathroom in this house. However, we want to install a small half bath in the bedroom right next to the bathroom that's in the basement now. So we have a concrete wall between the two. We have concrete floors. Where the toilet and the bathtub is installed. Now, between the bathtub and the other wall, all the plumbing is in there. That's not concrete. That is framed in. So that has, we have access to that in the room next door. But the question is we want to install another bathroom, a half bath, so we want a toilet and a sink. The sink is no problem, as because what I just said about the plumbing being roughed in there. But, boy, how do we really want to do this? So it's going to take some, I assume, some demolition work to get down into that.
So what room do you want that half bath to be in?
It's in the lower level. It's basically the same as, you could just say it's a basement. The only difference is that the wall connect between the bath that is there now and the bedroom right next door, which where we want the half bath, is a concrete wall.
Okay, so you were worried about getting through that wall that separates these two bathroom spaces. You've got concrete below, and then you've got a concrete dividing wall. But what about the ceiling? Is that typical wood construction?
It is.
Number one, yes, you could dig out the floor and break out that area, try to find the intersection with the waste pipe on the other side of that wall, or you could use what's called a lift pump. So there are toilets out there that have pumps that are built into them that when you flush, you can actually spill the water waste from the sink into this well. And it essentially activates a pump, grinds the waste, and then it runs it up through the pipe, and then it would access that waistline and be dropped down from there. So that's going to be less destructive. I mean, the mechanism, you know, is a little bit more complicated and perhaps a little louder than a typical flushing toilet, but they work very, very reliably well, and they're often, you know, the only option for a basement bathroom.
Well, no, the main waistline, since the only bath is in the lower level, right next to where I want the half bath to be. So the waistline is in the floor, and it runs out to the south through and right out, and it goes right down into the sewer line outside. So I don't, there's no, it's the same level. So I would really like to hook up to the existing line that is right next to the half bath that I want to put in.
Yeah, so I've got a secret tip here for you. It's called a jackhammer. I mean, you can break up that floor, you can connect with that line, or you can go up over that wall and drop into the vent pipe with no doubt, and you're in the same space. And then, of course, you know, 8 feet below that connects with the waistline. So those are your options, and I kind of hope that one of these is going to work for you. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, guys, we are going to introduce you to Renee Bruner, who's the content creator behind Renee Renovates, but she's got a million followers, so perhaps you're already a fan like we are. Renee is awesome, and she's going to help us learn about an amazing home renovation project she's tackling, so stick around.
YSL Beauty has launched a striking new film that challenges the way we perceive love and relationships by exposing warning signs of abuse. At first, the film mirrors timeless and unexpected codes of luxury advertisement and enchanting romance set in Paris. But beneath the surface, subtle red flags emerge, revealing a more unsettling reality. With one in three women experiencing intimate partner violence, the film is a call to recognize these hidden dangers and push for healthier portrayals of love. Manon Ergen from YSL Beauty shares more about what the brand hopes to achieve with this film.
Too often, controlling our abusive behaviors are mistaken for love, and the signs can be easily missed. That's why this film was created, to expose the red flags hidden in plain sight and challenge the way we romanticize and healthy relationships across society. This campaign forces us to look closer at the behaviors we've been conditioned to accept as normal. It's a call to action. To learn more, visit the It's On Us website, our U.S. NGO partner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Call right now. You can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening to the political playing field in the United States? From the big push to major investigations. From Con Air to paying attention in Ukraine. All on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elon Musk and Doge need help.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Doge is only highlighting the spending problems, but Congress controls the purse strings. Congress needs to follow through and step up to control the spending, or we'll be back where we started.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti.
Joining us this hour, we have a pretty amazing young lady who's bought herself an old home, a 1914 Craftsman home, without even knowing what the heck to do with the house. Renee Bruner is the content creator behind Renee Renovates, and she calls herself a proud power tool nerd. So she is definitely part of the Money Pit team here. Renee, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us, this is what, 2021, and you kind of see a listing for a really awesome Craftsman house. How did this come about?
Yes, 2021, I've always been in love with old homes and the history they have, even though I never grew up in one. But it's just kind of like the magic and mystery of an old home I was really excited about. And this was my first house ever. So when I started shopping around and I realized that an old home could be a possibility for me, I jumped at it without knowing any of the pitfalls or the upsides of an old home and really dove in without knowing anything. And it's been a really fun journey since.
And maybe that's probably the best way to do it without really understanding what you could be getting into. I have a 1923 home myself, so I do understand what goes into it, what could become of it, and, you know, all the mysteries that lie therein.
I hear from a lot of people who say they would be too scared to buy an old home, and it's just so wonderful. I can't express how great it is to have a home with so much history, and they're usually built a lot better than new builds. But I do understand that, you know, people have heard horror stories before, so there's a little bit of give and take.
Now, tell us a little bit about the house. When you saw it, did you say, you know, gosh, this needs a ton of work, or was it just sort of updating systems? Like, what really kind of was your first assessment here?
Yeah, it was livable, but it needed work. And I think as soon as I walked in and saw the 12-foot ceilings, I was pretty taken with the house. And then there were some rooms, though, where the ceiling had come down and there was some termite damage. So clearly it needed some work. There was also a bathroom that had a completely rotten floor. So there was definitely a lot of fixing up that had to happen, but I was able to at least live in the house while I renovated it and still renovating it and living in the house.
Now, when you first moved in and started thinking about the stuff that you were going to do and the stuff that needed to be done, did you think right off the bat, Renee, that this was something you were going to attempt to tackle on your own, or did you sort of start the interview process with contractors and realize this is expensive?
I was really in love with the idea of learning how to do it myself. I did know there were some things I didn't want to touch, like things that could burn down my house, like electrical, for example, where I did bring in some contractors.
Smart move.
But a lot of that I was just like, maybe I'll figure it out. I'll look up some YouTube videos, that sort of thing. And then I've also had the experience where because it's an old house and it had some specific details where it needed people who knew about old houses, I've had some amazing contractors who are all in their 70s who've come to my house and not only have been able to fix things, like show me how to fix up the windows and that sort of thing, but have been really been able and willing to walk me through it and share their knowledge with me, which has been so incredible. And I would suggest that to anyone who is in this situation, if you're able to hire a contractor. I think I find this particularly in older contractors who are interested not necessarily in growing their business tenfold right now, but are just excited to share their knowledge with others. If you can find people like that who are not only helping your house, but helping you to become better at fixing your own house, that's an incredible relationship to build.
Now, when you first started this process, did you own any tools? Did you have any idea what this was going to be? Or no, you were just sort of willing to jump in and find the right folks and learn the right things?
Oh, yeah, I had no idea. My mom, my first day of home ownership, had to teach me how to use a drill. So,
all right, but go mom, that she knew also.
Yeah, she was great. And then since then, I've shown her how to use some bigger power tools. So it's been kind of a nice return situation. Yeah,
I love that you and your mom were sort of learning and growing together and getting more skills and more abilities. Do you find that there's some challenges? I mean, I know I've been renovating homes since the early 2000s. And when I started going into home centers as a young single lady, the guys that worked there were kind of, you know, hesitant to help me out. Do you kind of find a similar approach now, or do you think people have just gotten so used to women in the home improvement field and in the DIY area that they're just really welcoming?
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag. You just never know. There's definitely sometimes, this past week, I was picking out a bunch of lumber, and I had a cart full of lumber, and I had a guy ask me what project I was working on. I told him what I was building, and he said, "Don't push yourself too hard." And I was like, well, if you only have seen the fact that I built all of my kitchen cabinets from scratch and all these things, like, it's And sometimes it's just in like a very sweet, you know, older generation kind of way. Unfortunately, I haven't had anyone be very rude with it. And I think maybe that's also just I'm here in Texas and you don't really are rude to strangers. There's if it's you're saying something rude, it might be with like a little tongue in cheek. So thankfully everyone has been just it's usually like a sweet joke and most of the time I take it in stride. I think at this point I just kind of giggle.
Now, what sort of inspired you to start sharing these renovations and the whole process of home ownership and the project itself on social media?
Yeah, I kind of just started sharing my process as a bit of a diary for myself to remind myself what I'd accomplished, and immediately connected with other young people who bought their first home, specifically old homes, and we're all kind of in it together and sharing knowledge, and that was really great. And then as I started sharing more content and more projects, I grew a following and now have over 1 million followers across platforms, which has been so amazing and fun, and they're all wonderful and supportive, and we kind of inspire each other, and they push me to do more in my projects and cheer me on, and it's been a really cool experience.
I mean, I really love it. We are talking with Renee Bruner, the content creator behind Renee Renovates, and really a person who picks out beautiful colors. The palette you have chosen for this home is stunning and subdued, but vibrant at the same time. Like, I love this use of this blue-green and these burgundies. Do you have a favorite project so far?
Oh, thank you. I would say my kitchen, probably, and that's the burgundy one you would be talking about. I love color. I think that's something big in my content. I love color. I love what I call moody spaces. I think with 12-foot ceilings, too, I'm not really afraid of making a room too dark because there's always a lot of natural light in tall ceilings. So my kitchen is all various shades of dark reds and purples, and it feels like the coziest, wonderful cave to cook in, and it's like a piece of art, and I love it.
It's a gorgeous space. Do you anticipate being done with your home, or is this a project that's going to go on forever?
Oh, gosh. Well, I say I'm going to be done with it because I'd love to be able to work on other projects. Like, I'm currently working on the home that my parents are going to retire in. And I would love to be able to work on future homes. But there are already some things that I've done in my home where I'm like, ooh, I'd love to revisit that. So I may be caught up in that curse of just constantly working on my house. But honestly, I love it so much, and I'm not really looking to sell. I'm kind of creating my dream home. And
I love it.
That requires a few iterations. I'm happy with that.
Great. Well, Renee Bruner, the content creator behind Renee Renovates, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You can follow along with all of Renee's home improvement adventures at ReneeRenovates.com. And I certainly can't wait to see where you go, and we'd love to have you on again.
Thank you so much. I'd love to be back.
All right, Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Just ahead, guys, are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, which is something I am very familiar with and not bitter about at all, we've got some tips to help you save money next. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this,
For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got a big project that you're planning, or maybe even a small project? Whatever it is, from design and decor to plumbing, heating, air conditioning, because it's going to get warm real soon around the country, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call and let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. And speaking of lending a hand, we've got a great prize to help you with an outdoor project this spring season. Our friends over at KODALights.com, that's K-O-D-A lights.com, has offered up the Koda Solar Rose Petal Bollard Light 4-Pack. It's a prize pack worth $80, and it is such an easy, beautiful light to set up. There's no wiring necessary. You just stake that bollard in place, and your pathway glows gorgeously for like 8-plus hours every night. As long as it faces the sun, you are going to absorb all of that solar power, and it's got a dusk-to-dawn technology, so it will come on as soon as the sun goes down and stay on all night. They really are great. Check them out at KODALights.com, but give us a call for your chance to win. Well, after a cold and snowy winter, we're all ready to welcome the warmer temperatures of spring and maybe even a little spring cleaning. I do love spring cleaning. This is kind of the time where you sort through things, you pare down stuff, you empty out those overstuffed closets, and I'm not spying on you, but I know you've all got them. So as you're cleaning out those closets and getting, you know, that big clothing switchover, you're probably going to be doing a lot of laundry in these days ahead. So we've got a few tips to help you save money while you're doing that. Now, it may seem like, oh, is the washing machine too full? Should I take some stuff out? But you always want to make sure that you run that washing machine with a full load. You're going to use the same amount of energy with that full load versus only washing a handful of items. So fill it up as much as you can without sort of putting stress on the system. And then when you're doing the wash, you want to switch the loads while the dryer is warm. So if you had something in there already, do that switch kind of fast while that dryer is warm, because that will keep that remaining heat inside and help use that heat for the next dryer cycle. You also want to make sure that you clean that lint filter on the dryer every time you do a single load in that dryer. Your dryer is going to run much more efficiently, but it's also going to run much more safely, because dryer fires are the leading cause of home fires in the United States. So take the minute, empty out that lint filter. Now, if you're fine that you're kind of up for a new appliance,
You want to make sure that you use an Energy Star certified washer and dryer. They're going to use 20 to 25% less energy than those conventional models. And when you're doing the wash, always wash the clothes with cold instead of hot. It uses less energy. Plus, it really does clean the clothes the same way. So it's wonderful to save that money, save that energy, and also end up with a clean pile of clothes that, guess what, is going to sit in that chair in your bedroom for a day until you fold it. I know. Again, I'm not spying. I just know what goes on. All right, Jim, who's next?
In Minnesota, Leslie, we've got Susan with a steamy problem, but it's in her kitchen. What's going on there, Susan?
I have my coffee maker, you know, under the cabinet area.
Right.
And the steam from the coffee maker tends to make the finish on the cabinets fade. And I don't know where I can put that coffee maker.
Yeah, I get it, because I, too, have a small kitchen and really no area without a cabinet above it. So when you're brewing your coffee, if you don't have an island, just pull it well forward of the cabinet so that you can brew the coffee in a safe space where the steam is not going to come up and damage the underside of the cabinets. If you don't have the island, it's inconvenient just for that moment. And then remember, you can store it back under that cabinet. No damage, no worries.
Susan, thanks for calling us here at the Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to jump into our email bag. This person actually wrote in. They're not an email writer-inner.
Writer-inner.
I'm working on it, Jim.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm working on it. All right. So Jack wrote in from Portland, Oregon, and he's dealing with a concrete slab patio that gets all pockmarked and yucky and moldy. So we're going to help him change that for good and get outside this spring season. So stick around.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Sustainability and your tires. Michelin is an industry leader in tire technology and tire sustainability. And as Russell Shepard from Michelin explains, they're actually recycling the color of your tires.
The natural color of rubber is not black. We add carbon black into tires to reinforce it, make it stronger and more durable, and it turns them black. Well, at the end of life, we now recover that carbon black and we put it back in tires. One of the other things that we do is we take rubber from tires at the end of life and we put them in asphalt. So we grind it up and it's called rubberized asphalt. And that actually makes the road last longer. So whether it is taking products from tires at the end of life and putting them back in tires or other uses, we're reusing products.
And Michelin's goal is to have 100% of its products recycled and renewable by 2050. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Jim, you've got an email for us. Who's up?
I do. It's from Jack in Portland, Oregon. He has a front porch, and he says the slab's about 3 inches. Well, it's about 35 years old. He's getting a lot of pop marks on it, and he wants to know, you know, what to do to get rid of the pock marks. And he knows he can't put cement on cement. So what do you think?
Yeah, Jack, definitely you can't put cement on cement because it's just not going to stick. So you do need something that's sort of a mix of things so that it will have that adhesion quality. Now, I'm going to assume that things are level here. So Quikrete has a product that's going to be great for you. It's the Recap Concrete Resurfacer. You put it on with a squeegee. It's going to fill in all of those holes. But the best part is it's going to stick because it does have a polymer additive. So it's not going to shrink, and it's going to really stick well to your existing slab. And hopefully that does the trick.
And, Jack, while you're at it, now would be the time to check the slope of the porch to get the water away from the house. You can make it thicker towards the house and thinner towards the front edge and save yourself more headache down the road.
Yeah, and this is definitely the time to do that.
Hey, Leslie.
Yeah?
We know that spring is the perfect time to think about redecorating spaces in your home for a fresh look, right?
Yeah.
Well, how about giving us some tips on how we can do that in this week's edition of Your Last Word?
I did feel silly kind of introducing the segment myself.
I get it.
So I thank you for the help there.
Sure.
But we're going to work on the tongue tiedness. Again, we are sorting this out in Money Pit 2.0. You're right, Jim. You know, spring really is kind of this great time to freshen up. Everything's kind of regrowing and blossoming and blooming outside. So why not make the same thing happen indoors? It's really a chance because you've been all cooped up in the winter. All of the fabrics, the colors, everything kind of is heavy and cozy at the same time. But spring is definitely sort of a breath of fresh air. So you can do this in a couple of easy ways. Think about like your shower curtain, your bath towels, your kitchen dish towels. Throw pillows on the couch. Throw blankets on the couch. Maybe if you want to go that extra mile, you kind of update the drapes in the living room or the bedroom or the dining room. But that's kind of, you know, being aggressive and sort of redecorating. But that's definitely how you go about lightening up the mood, lightening up the space, is kind of freshening it up with these fabrics and these color palette of the spring season. And speaking of color palette, you can definitely kind of take it one step further. If you feel that a room is in need of a fresh coat of paint, this could be the chance to do it. And this could be the chance to bring in a lighter, softer color that's going to work year-round, but definitely give you that fresher vibe of the springtime. You can also bring in, you know, one wall of a peel and stick wallpaper that's removable. It's a good chance maybe in like a small powder room or one wall in a dining room or bedroom just to kind of freshen the space. And who knows, it could be something that you love and could live there permanently. If you've got a bathroom vanity, you can change out the hardware. I'm not saying change out the towel racks unless you need to, but maybe just change a knob or two, and maybe it's a beautiful glass that's a nice color, or a ceramic that's something that feels springy and fresh. If you do want to add some things that are different, if you don't have a sconce in a bathroom, great chance to add some lighting. Same thing works in a living space. Think about some of these things. You can add in a chandelier, which is not a huge electrical project, but it is a great chance to change the vibe and the feel of the space. And it does just freshen things up. And you can go for things in a way that will feel seasonal, but will last year-round in the home. So take this time, tidy up, freshen up, and enjoy that new spring look at home. Coming up next week, guys, as the weather does continue to warm, local wildlife is getting to work disrupting your plans for a beautiful landscape and garden. So we're going to share some tips to keep those deer, rabbit, groundhogs, all of those cute critters out of your yard. All of that and more on next week's edition of The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo!
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new poll finds that GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more details.
According to the poll, voters by a 6-point margin have a more favorable opinion of Republicans than they do Democrats, and that's in part because many Democratic voters are disaffected with their own party. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably, 44% view the Democratic Party favorably. Ken Lorman reporting.
Columbia University has agreed to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protests and student discipline. The school's move is in reaction to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes or risk losing billions in federal funding. Also at townhall.com, President Trump proposing a takeover of Ukrainian power plants. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president made the offer during a Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as a way to ensure the power plant's security. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
The United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The president held calls this past week with both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders seeking a ceasefire and ultimate end to the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says Russian drones have hit the city of Zaporizhzhia, killing 3 people and wounding 14. The attack Friday night set fire to residential buildings, cars, and infrastructure. Despite Moscow agreeing to a limited ceasefire, Ukraine and Russia agreed in principle to a partial ceasefire after President Trump spoke to the country's leaders this week. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
We all hear the radio ad.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is promising to remind broadcasters about their public interest obligations.
Every single broadcaster out there, whether they're radio or TV, they have a special right. They have this ability to use a scarce national resource, the airwaves. It's limited. Not everybody gets to do it. You get a license from us to do it. But the bargain there is you're supposed to operate in the public interest.
FCC Chairman Brendan Carr says he'll step up efforts to allow more locally produced content on radio and TV stations around the country.
One of the biggest things I'm doing as a policy matter is I'm having the backs of local broadcasters when they are pushing back on some of that, you know, Hollywood and New York programming that's being shoved down their throats.
Carr tells the Salem Radio Network stations also need to be reminded they're obligated to broadcast content that's in the public interest. The National Media of Honors Museum opens Tuesday in Arlington, Texas. It's awarded to service members during combat, the call of duty, and saving others. More at townhall.com. In an interview in 2016, George Foreman discusses the impact of his legendary fight with Muhammad Ali in Zaire in the Rumble in the Jungle.
I think Muhammad Ali and I did something for the world because people, Saudi Arabia, China, Japan, all over Africa, Europe, they all stood up at weird hours of the morning and night to see that fight. And they looked at it from Africa and they saw two men contending. One was supposed to win and the other had no chance. And they were shocked to see the Muhammad Ali win that fight.
The two-time heavyweight champion, pastor, and father of 12 died Friday. He was 76. Kitty Dukakis, the wife of former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis, has died. The mother of three was 88 years old. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up your telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles. Welcome to the Money Pit, making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and welcome guys to Money Pit 2.0. Kind of our second episode of this newly revamped Money Pit, where we promise to build off of this foundation and keep giving you guys some great home improvement advice. Coming up this hour, if you want a quick way to start a neighborhood feud, well, then go ahead and just put up an ugly fence and face that ugly side right directly at your neighbor and, you know, really kind of just show them how you feel. But don't do that, because we've got some tips on the right way that you can fence your yard. We're going to share that coming up a little later. Also ahead, we've got a great guest that you may or may not be familiar with. Her name is Renee Bruner, and she is a content creator behind Renee Renovates. And this young gal reminds me a lot of myself, and I really kind of like her because she's taken an old home and learning how to repair and renovate and make it better all on her own. And coming up, once that weather is warming up and your kids are spending more time outside, you may be spending more time inside doing a ton of laundry. I know, I'm a mom of two boys. I feel like I just did 6 loads of laundry yesterday. So we're going to share a few tips to help you save some money doing that. And speaking of saving some money, we've got a great prize up for grabs this hour from our friends over at CodaLights.com. We've got a Coda Solar Rose Petal Bollard Light 4-Pack. It is a gorgeous prize, perfect for a getting ready for spring project. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so you have your chance to win. Jim Kenzie, our show's senior producer, is going to be introducing our call. So, Jim, who's up first?
I kind of wanted to win that Coda prize before we get the call. I can't do that?
Nope. Sorry.
Darn my luck.
Not allowed. You work for the show, you don't get it.
All right, but here's who we do have.
We've got Lloyd from Washington on the line with a question about insulating a ceiling. Give us a little detail here, will you?
This is going to be a great puzzle for you today.
Okay.
This is not your normal house. It's a 12-sided house with a cathedral ceiling.
That's interesting.
And I would have to say that there's two questions here. One is how to insulate that ceiling, and the second is how to ventilate it. Or put a non-ventilated in. The roof's a 10 and 12 pitch with 2x12 rafter bays, and the rafters are spaced 24 inches apart.
All right, we're only going to answer this question if you can tell us what a 12-sided shape is.
A duodecagon.
Yeah, it is. It's a dodecagon. I mean, I admit it, I had to look it up, but I was curious and I wanted to know the answer. All right. Look, this is actually going to be a lot easier than you think. You're thinking in the traditional sense, all right? So you've got some tough roof spaces here. You've got cathedral spaces. You've got a lot of small spaces. You have a depth of a rafter that may be only 6 or 8 or 10 inches deep, so you don't have a lot of room. How are you going to vent this? So my answer for now is forget about the venting. Forget about traditional insulation. This is probably the best application for spray foam insulation, and here's why. First of all, you're going to get a much higher insulative ability out of a spray foam. It's much denser. You're going to get a higher R value per inch. And when you use spray foam, you don't have to ventilate that roof. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't require the air to go through it to dry it out. So the spray foam installers will spray it underside of all that roof space and then trim it flat. If you do want to put a sheathing on it, you can do that on top of the spray foam. You're never going to have to worry about ventilation. And the nice thing about the spray foam is that not only does it insulate, it also air seals. So you're not going to get drafts because if you've got all those sides of the house, I imagine you've got a lot more places that air can leak in. So that spray foam is going to eliminate that as well. I would definitely recommend spray foam for your home. I can remember when Tom, our founder of the Money Pit, put Isonine spray foam insulation in his house. I mean, his house is like 120 years old, maybe more by now. But when he installed that Isonine insulation in the spray foam, and I mean, he had a pro do it, he was just thrilled with how it came out. And he saw those savings like really, I think on the first month's bill. I can confirm this with Sue, but I swear he talked about how quickly that savings came on and how fast it went down. And I mean, you don't have to worry about opening up the house to do so.
To open all that roof up at one time, to me, would seem like it'd be very difficult, might even be a little bit dicey as far as structural goes, I'm thinking.
All right, but why would you open it up the house? I would do the spray foam from the inside.
If you've seen the house, the walls are over 10 feet high in the main floor, then it goes up to a cathedral ceiling.
All right, but what's on the underside of the ceiling?
Sheetrock.
All right, you've got sheetrock, so here's your choice. You either tear off the roof, tear off the roof sheathing and then spray it and put the whole roof back together. I mean, if your roof's bad and ready for replacement.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I mean, it's really bad?
Yes.
All right, well, then maybe that's the way to go, but then you're going to have to go through the extra work of tearing off what's probably good sheathing. I mean, generally when they replace a roof, they don't always remove the sheathing unless certain parts of it are bad. So generally they take off the shingles and whatever underlayment and then examine the sheathing, make the necessary repairs, and then reinstall the new. But if you want to install the spray foam insulation from the exterior, you've got to take all that sheathing off. I mean, the best part here is just do it from the inside. Remove the ceiling inside the house. Yes, it's 10 feet and it makes it more difficult, but drywallers do this every single day of the week in that height. I mean, even much higher. You'd be amazed. A trained crew of drywallers can move through a house so efficiently, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they couldn't tear off all those ceilings in just a few hours and put them back in a day or so, then a couple of days for spackle if you've got the right company working. So it's going to be expensive either way, but if you want to get this space insulated, you've got to go in from the bottom or the top. There's just no other way to do this. I mean, I wouldn't even consider blown in because, again, you have to ventilate it, and there's just no way to do it with the house you've got.
Mm-hmm. Right, because the cupola sits on top of it, which is 9 feet across. What it does, it's six-sided. So you go from 12 to 6.
Yeah.
So what you end up with is 6 trapezoids and 6 triangles.
I mean, are you a mathematician or something for your job? Are you like a wizard? Do you teach math at school?
How did you know?
I mean, I could tell. I definitely could tell.
Uh-huh. So I used to teach shop.
Oh, my God. You're like a man of Tom here. It's like he used to be a teacher as well. He used to teach shop. You guys have a lot in common. Well, it sounds like a super neat house, and we wish you a lot of luck with it. But definitely look into the spray foam. I truly think that that's the only way to go, and I know Tom would agree. I mean, how you get it up there, that's what you're up against. But definitely give it a shot, okay, Lloyd?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors, but bad fences make really bad friends, and we don't want that. So we're going to share how you can build a fence to keep you and your neighbors happy next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
segment is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, making good homes better. This is Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? I know we're sort of ending winter in a lot of parts of this country, and maybe you're thinking about the spring season. So what are you working on? Are you building a deck? Are you getting ready to plant a garden? Are you changing your outside lighting? Well, heck, guys, if you're changing your outside lighting, we've got a great prize to help you do just that. It's the Coda Solar Rose Petal Bollard Light 4-Pack. Now, these are gorgeous sort of staked LED lights that are solar-powered. They have a beautiful leafy pattern to them, and they do just that. They stake right into the ground. They get their power from the sun, and they've got an angled feature on top, so they really do their best to absorb all that sunlight, and they will give you 8-plus hours of light, and you kind of just set it and forget it. They'll come on at dusk. They'll go off at dawn. It is a great prize pack for you guys. It's worth $80, but some lucky caller or emailer or writer-inner to the Money Pit is going to get their chance to win. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know how we can lend you a hand.
A writer-inner still, huh?
Yep, I'm going to go with it. Maybe it'll be a new phrase.
It's a Leslie's one for sure, yeah.
I can't tell you. I've been wanting to say it for a long time, but I know it's wrong.
All right, here's who's next. Leslie, we've got Amber in New Hampshire on the line. She's got some heating and cooling questions. How can we help you, Amber?
Hi, I was wondering if it was worth the expense of converting an oil heat system with baseboard heat to a electric baseboard heating system for a 3-unit apartment building.
Holy cow, are you independently wealthy, Amber?
No.
All right, well, it's going to be really, really expensive to heat with electric if you're right now heating with an oil-fired hot water boiler. I mean, you're going to see a huge difference there, and hot water heat is clearly the best heat, and it really would just not be smart for you to eliminate that. So I'm guessing that you're asking this question because you want the tenants of those apartments to pay their own electric bills and cover the heat, right?
Yes, because right now it's all metered separately now anyhow for electric. So I figured, you know, right now they've got the windows open and the, you know, oil heat is cranking.
Right.
But, you know, I think that it's an older building and it's the oil tank is starting to show its age and will need to be replaced, and then the boiler will be replaced. I'm thinking long-term maintenance is, you know, is less.
Yeah, I hear you, but it is going to be a lot more expensive. So now you're in New Hampshire, and I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up paying $500, $600 a month in electric bills per unit because it is very, very expensive to use electric heat. So I would encourage you to keep the hot water heater, but I also would encourage you to make sure it's zoned separately for each unit. And if you have really old equipment, it's definitely going to be worth replacing that equipment with new Energy Star rated equipment. If you're going to have to replace the tank anyway, you could do that. And at the same time, the efficiency today of those newer units compared to those that are sometimes 10 years old, let alone 20, 30 years old, is going to be astronomically more efficient. The new stuff that's out there today is really, really much better designed. I would never tell you to ditch that hot water baseboard. There's got to be a better way to solve this in terms of people wasting your heat that you're paying for with your hard-earned dollars. So, you know, maybe you have to control the temperature in the units and make it so that they can't change the temperature. And this way they're not opening those windows again. There does seem to be some imbalance there. You've got to deal with the actual imbalance issue first. But I don't think tearing out all that good hot water baseboard system and replacing it with electric is going to be the answer for you.
With gas? I mean, would it make sense to change to convert to gas?
I mean, you can get an option with gas, and gas is definitely more desirable than oil, and you've got to get those options for pricing and kind of compare what all those costs are. But I personally would never get rid of a hot water system ever.
Okay, because someone else was talking about split heat systems. I said, oh, you could have built-in air conditioning as well instead of everyone popping in the air conditioners in their windows.
Well, then they can pay the electric bill for the air conditioning. I mean, you can split the electric and let them just pay for the air. I don't see any reason why that can't be done, okay?
Well, that's true, too, and have the in-wall, you know, I guess they call it like a split system or something. I don't know what that is, but...
And if it's electric power in there, you have the electricity split among the apartments so that they're paying for their air conditioning.
Right, but right now they put the window air conditioners...
I mean, they've got to plug it in, and then they're paying the electric bill. So one way or another, whether it's built into the unit or not, if it's electric, they should be paying for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, putting up a fence can definitely add style, security, and value to your property, but it can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and possibly cause a battle with your neighbors. So to avoid the pitfalls, you definitely have to plan carefully when you are fencing a property. First of all, guys, you want to check your property lines because you don't want to build in your neighbor's yard. I mean, it most likely would be an accident, but just don't do it. So know exactly what's yours, what's theirs. Check with your local officials. Make sure that you don't need a permit to build a fence because in some areas you do. Now, once you know exactly where your line is and if you need a permit or not, you can start thinking about what kind of fence. Because you're going to go to the store and you're going to discover, if you don't know already, that fencing is available in a lot of different materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. Now, a natural wood fence can be beautiful, but that's definitely going to require the most amount of maintenance. You're going to have to restain it every couple of years. You're going to have to make sure it stays clean. When you put the fencing on, you don't want it touching the ground because you don't want it absorbing moisture and rotting quickly. So there's a lot of things you need to do when planning a natural wood fence. They can be beautiful, but be prepared for that work. Also, you have to remember with the fence, there are two sides. You know, one side looks good from the outside, and one side still looks good, but it kind of has different supports built into it, so it's not like the prettier.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Who's working on the bathroom? What is happening over there, Philip?
Well, we have an unusual house. It's all concrete, poured concrete, back in the 80s. So all of the walls in the upper and lower are concrete. Now, we have one bathroom in this house. However, we want to install a small half bath in the bedroom right next to the bathroom that's in the basement now. So we have a concrete wall between the two. We have concrete floors. Where the toilet and the bathtub is installed. Now, between the bathtub and the other wall, all the plumbing is in there. That's not concrete. That is framed in. So that has, we have access to that in the room next door. But the question is we want to install another bathroom, a half bath, so we want a toilet and a sink. The sink is no problem, as because what I just said about the plumbing being roughed in there. But, boy, how do we really want to do this? So it's going to take some, I assume, some demolition work to get down into that.
So what room do you want that half bath to be in?
It's in the lower level. It's basically the same as, you know, you could just say it's a basement. The only difference is that the wall connect between the bath that is there now and the bedroom right next door, which where we want the half bath, is a concrete wall.
Okay, so you were worried about getting through that wall that separates these two bathroom spaces.
you've got concrete below, and then you've got a concrete dividing wall. But what about the ceiling? Is that typical wood construction?
It is.
Number one, yes, you could dig out the floor and break out that area, try to find the intersection with the waste pipe on the other side of that wall, or you could use what's called a lift pump. So there are toilets out there that have pumps that are built into them that when you flush, you can actually spill the water waste from the sink into this well. And it essentially activates a pump, grinds the waste, and then it runs it up through the pipe, and then it would access that waistline and be dropped down from there. So that's going to be less destructive. I mean, the mechanism, you know, is a little bit more complicated and perhaps a little louder than a typical flushing toilet, but they work very, very reliably well, and they're often, you know, the only option for a basement bathroom.
Well, no, the main waistline, since the only bath is in the lower level, right next to where I want the half bath to be. So the waistline is in the floor, and it runs out to the south through and right out, and it goes right down into the sewer line outside. So I don't, there's no, it's the same level. So I would really like to hook up to the existing line that is right next to the half bath that I want to put in.
Yeah, so I've got a secret tip here for you. It's called a jackhammer. I mean, you can break up that floor, you can connect with that line, or you can go up over that wall and drop into the vent pipe with no doubt, and you're in the same space. And then, of course, you know, 8 feet below that connects with the waistline. So those are your options, and I kind of hope that one of these is going to work for you. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, guys, we are going to introduce you to Renee Bruner, who's the content creator behind Renee Renovates, but she's got a million followers, so perhaps you're already a fan like we are. Renee is awesome, and she's going to help us learn about an amazing home renovation project she's tackling, so stick around.
YSL Beauty has launched a striking new film that challenges the way we perceive love and relationships by exposing warning signs of abuse. At first, the film mirrors timeless and unexpected codes of luxury advertisement and enchanting romance set in Paris. But beneath the surface, subtle red flags emerge, revealing a more unsettling reality. With one in three women experiencing intimate partner violence, the film is a call to recognize these hidden dangers and push for healthier portrayals of love. Manon Ergen from YSL Beauty shares more about what the brand hopes to achieve with this film.
Too often, controlling our abusive behaviors are mistaken for love, and the signs can be easily missed. That's why this film was created, to expose the red flags hidden in plain sight and challenge the way we romanticize unhealthy relationships across society. This campaign forces us to look closer at the behaviors we've been conditioned to accept as normal. It's a call to action. To learn more, visit the It's On Us website, our U.S. NGO partner.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening to the political playing field in the United States? From the big push to major investigations. From Con Air to paying attention in Ukraine. All on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elon Musk and Doge need help.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Doge is only highlighting the spending problems, but Congress controls the purse strings. Congress needs to follow through and step up to control the spending, or we'll be back where we started.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti. Joining us this hour, we have a pretty amazing young lady who's bought herself an old home, a 1914 Craftsman home, without even knowing what the heck to do with the house. Renee Bruner is the content creator behind Renee Renovates, and she calls herself a proud power tool nerd. So she is definitely part of the Money Pit team here. Renee, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us, this is what, 2021, and you kind of see a listing for a really awesome Craftsman house. How did this come about?
Yes, 2021, I've always been in love with old homes and the history they have, even though I never grew up in one. But it's just kind of like the magic and mystery of an old home I was really excited about. And this was my first house ever. So when I started shopping around and I realized that an old home could be a possibility for me, I jumped at it without knowing any of the pitfalls or the upsides of an old home and really dove in without knowing anything. And it's been a really fun journey since.
And maybe that's probably the best way to do it, without really understanding what you could be getting into. I have a 1923 home myself, so I do understand what goes into it, what could become of it. You know, all the mysteries that lie therein.
I hear from a lot of people who say they would be too scared to buy an old home, and it's just so wonderful. I can't express how great it is to have a home with so much history, and they're usually built a lot better than new builds. But I do understand that, you know, people have heard horror stories before, so there's a little bit of give and take.
Now, tell us a little bit about the house. When you saw it, did you say, you know, gosh, this needs a ton of work, or was it just sort of updating systems? Like, what really kind of was your first assessment here?
Yeah, it was livable, but it needed work. And I think as soon as I walked in and saw the 12-foot ceilings, I was pretty taken with the house. And then there were some rooms, though, where the ceiling had come down and there was some termite damage. So clearly it needed some work. There was also a bathroom that had a completely rotten floor. So there was definitely a lot of fixing up that had to happen, but I was able to at least live in the house while I renovated it and am still renovating it and living in the house.
Now, when you first moved in and started thinking about the stuff that you were going to do and the stuff that needed to be done, did you think right off the bat, Renee, that this was something you were going to attempt to tackle on your own, or did you sort of start the interview process with contractors and realize this is expensive?
I was really in love with the idea of learning how to do it myself. I did know there were some things I didn't want to touch, like things that could burn down my house, like electrical, for example, where I did bring in some contractors.
Smart move.
But a lot of that I was just like, maybe I'll figure it out. I'll look up some YouTube videos, that sort of thing. And then I've also had the experience where because it's an old house and it had some specific details where it needed people who knew about old houses, I've had some amazing contractors who are all in their 70s who've come to my house and not only have been able to fix things, like show me how to fix up the windows and that sort of thing, but have been really able and willing to walk me through it and share their knowledge with me, which has been so incredible. And I would suggest that to anyone who is in this situation, if you're able to hire a contractor. I think I find this particularly in older contractors who are interested not necessarily in growing their business tenfold right now, but are just excited to share their knowledge with others. If you can find people like that who are not only helping your house, but helping you to become better at fixing your own house, that's an incredible relationship to build.
Now, when you first started this process, did you own any tools? Did you have any idea what this was going to be? Or no, you were just sort of willing to jump in and find the right folks and learn the right things?
Oh, yeah, I had no idea. My mom, my first day of home ownership, had to teach me how to use a drill.
All right, but go mom, that she knew also.
Yeah, she was great. And then since then, I've shown her how to use some bigger power tools. So it's been kind of a nice return situation. Yeah.
I love that you and your mom were sort of learning and growing together and getting more skills and more abilities. Do you find that there's some challenges? I mean, I know I've been renovating homes since the early 2000s. And when I started going into home centers as a young single lady, the guys that worked there were kind of, you know, hesitant to help me out. Do you kind of find a similar approach now, or do you think people have just gotten so used to women in the home improvement field and in the DIY area that they're just really welcoming?
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag. You just never know. There's definitely sometimes, even just this past week, I was picking out a bunch of lumber, and I had a cart full of lumber, and I had a guy ask me what project I was working on. I told him what I was building, and he said, "Don't push yourself too hard." And I was like, "Well, if you only have seen the fact that I built all of my kitchen cabinets from scratch and all these things, like it's." And sometimes it's just in like a very sweet, you know, older generation kind of way. Unfortunately, I haven't had anyone be very rude with it. And I think maybe that's also just I'm here in Texas and you don't really are rude to strangers. There's if it's you're saying something rude, it might be with like a little tongue in cheek. So thankfully, everyone has been just it's usually like a sweet joke. And most of the time I'm. Take it in stride. But I think at this point I just kind of giggle.
Now, what sort of inspired you to start sharing these renovations and the whole process of home ownership and the project itself on social media?
Yeah, I kind of just started sharing my process as a bit of a diary for myself to remind myself what I'd accomplished and immediately connected with other young people who bought their first home, specifically old homes, and we're all kind of in it together and sharing knowledge, and that was really great. And then as I started sharing more content and more projects, I grew a following and now have over 1 million followers across platforms, which has been so amazing and fun, and they're all wonderful and supportive, and we kind of inspire each other, and they push me to do more in my projects and cheer me on, and it's been a really cool experience.
I mean, I really love it. We are talking with Renee Bruner, the content creator behind Renee Renovates, and really a person who picks out beautiful colors. The palette you have chosen for this home is stunning and subdued, but vibrant at the same time. Like, I love this use of this blue-green and these burgundies. Do you have a favorite project so far?
Oh, thank you. I would say my kitchen, probably, and that's the burgundy one you would be talking about. I love color. I think that's something big in my content. I love color. I love what I call moody spaces. I think with 12-foot ceilings, too, I'm not really afraid of making a room too dark because there's always a lot of natural light and tall ceilings. So my kitchen is all various shades of dark reds and purples, and it feels like the coziest, wonderful cave to cook in, and it's like a piece of art, and I love it.
It's a gorgeous space. Do you anticipate being done with your home, or is this a project that's going to go on forever?
Oh, gosh. Well, I say I'm going to be done with it, because I'd love to be able to work on other projects. Like, I'm currently working on the home that my parents are going to retire in, and but I would love to be able to work on future homes. But there are already some things that I've done in my home where I'm like, ooh, I'd love to revisit that. So I may be caught up in that curse of just constantly working on my house. But honestly, I love it so much, and I'm not really looking to sell. I'm kind of creating my dream home, and
I love it.
That requires a few iterations, and I'm happy with that.
Great. Well, Renee Bruner, the content creator behind Renee Renovates, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You can follow along with all of Renee's home improvement adventures at ReneeRenovates.com, and I certainly can't wait to see where you go, and we'd love to have you on again.
Thank you so much. I'd love to be back.
All right, Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Just ahead, guys, are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, which is something I am very familiar with and not bitter about at all, we've got some tips to help you save money next. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Four-pack. It's a prize pack worth $80, and it is such an easy, beautiful light to set up. There's no wiring necessary. You just stake that bollard in place, and your pathway glows gorgeously for like 8-plus hours every night. As long as it faces the sun, you are going to absorb all of that solar power, and it's got a dusk-to-dawn technology, so it will come on as soon as the sun goes down and stay on all night. They really are great. Check them out at CodaLights.com, but give us a call for your chance to win. Well, after a cold and snowy winter, we're all ready to welcome the warmer temperatures of spring and maybe even a little spring cleaning. I do love spring cleaning. This is kind of the time where you sort through things, you pare down stuff, you empty out those overstuffed closets. And I'm not spying on you, but I know you've all got them. So as you're cleaning out those closets and getting, you know, that big clothing switchover, you're probably going to be doing a lot of laundry in these days ahead. So we've got a few tips to help you save money while you're doing that. Now, it may seem like, oh, is the washing machine too full? Should I take some stuff out? But you always want to make sure that you run that washing machine with a full load. You're going to use the same amount of energy with that full load versus only washing a handful of items. So fill it up as much as you can without sort of putting stress on the system. And then when you're doing the wash, you want to switch the loads while the dryer is warm. So if you had something in there already, do that switch kind of fast while that dryer is warm, because that will keep that remaining heat inside and help use that heat for the next dryer cycle. You also want to make sure that you clean that lint filter on the dryer every time you do a single load in that dryer. Your dryer is going to run much more efficiently, but it's also going to run much more safely, because dryer fires are the leading cause of home fires in the United States. So take the minute, empty out that lint filter. Now, if you're fine that you're kind of up for a new appliance, you want to make sure that you use an Energy Star certified washer and dryer. They're going to use 20 to 25% less energy than those conventional models. And when you're doing the wash, always wash the clothes with cold instead of hot. It uses less energy. Plus, it really does clean the clothes the same way. So it's wonderful to save that money, save that energy, and also end up with a clean pile of clothes that, guess what? It's going to sit in that chair in your bedroom for a day until you fold it. I know. Again, I'm not spying. I just know what goes on. All right, Jim, who's next?
In Minnesota, Leslie, we've got Susan with a steamy problem, but it's in her kitchen. What's going on there, Susan?
I have my coffee maker, you know, under the cabinet area.
Right.
And the steam from the coffee maker tends to make the finish on the cabinets fade. And I don't know where I can put that coffee maker.
Yeah, I get it, because I, too, have a small kitchen and really no area without a cabinet above it. So when you're brewing your coffee, if you don't have an island, just pull it well forward of the cabinet so that you can brew the coffee in a safe space where the steam is not going to come up and damage the underside of the cabinets. If you don't have the island, it's inconvenient just for that moment. And then remember, you can store it back under that cabinet. No damage, no worries.
Susan, thanks for calling us here at the Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to jump into our email bag. This person actually wrote in. They're not an email writer-inner.
Writer-inner.
I'm working on it, Jim.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm working on it. All right. So Jack wrote in from Portland, Oregon, and he's dealing with a concrete slab patio that gets all pockmarked and yucky and moldy. So we're going to help him change that for good and get outside this spring season. So stick around.
The
word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I picked up that you have to keep your ethics when you're trying to climb your way to the top. Like, I resonated with his story about how he was about to get a promotion and he was told to fire 50 people. I'm impressed by the fact that he stood his ground and decided, no, that's a wrong thing to do, and went on his own way, and eventually hired all those people back. I think that's very impressive.
Absolutely. It's such a great story, right? So tell us a little bit about you.
My two main interests are computer sciences and dance. They both require a lot of work ethic and concentration.
So, George, what do you think of Aliana's hustle?
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Sustainability and your tires. Michelin is an industry leader in tire technology and tire sustainability. And as Russell Shepard from Michelin explains, they're actually recycling the color of your tires.
The natural color of rubber is not black. We add carbon black into tires to reinforce it, make it stronger, more durable, and it turns them black. Well, at the end of life, we now recover that carbon black and we put it back in tires. One of the other things that we do is we take rubber from tires at the end of life and we put them in asphalt. So we grind it up and it's called rubberized asphalt. And that actually makes the road last longer. So whether it is taking products from tires at the end of life and putting them back in tires or other uses, we're reusing products.
And Michelin's goal is to have 100% of its products recycled and renewable by 2050. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.